Hello and welcome to CX Today. My name is Charlie and today I'm delighted to be joined by Mauro Carobene, Vice President of the Customer Interaction Suite at Tata Communications. Mauro, thanks very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Life is fantastic. Thank you very much, Charlie, for having me here today.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, great to have you today. And I'm excited to delve deeper into that customer interaction suite as included within your job title. And that's the suite that kind of bridges Tata's CCaaS and CPaaS solutions. And I think that's a very innovative solution. So what benefits does this all-in-one offering bring to businesses?
Okay. So let's start explaining what we are trying to achieve, creating the customer interaction suite. So we want to help the big enterprise in communicating with their customer. That's really the main goal we want to achieve. Now, historically, we know that enterprise use CPaaS to interact with different kind of channel, SMS, WhatsApp, chatbot, and so on. And the CCaaS to interact typically with humans. So it's agent contact center. And one of the challenges that we discover discussing with our customer is that the handover between the human interaction, typically with agent, and the automatic interaction with the chatbot, it's not smooth. And that's one specific point we want to address. Now, in the short term, the benefit of putting together CPaaS and CCaaS is very much about having one single stop shop, one single company that can take care of integration, one single process for the customer to be handled from the chatbot to the human interaction and so on. But in the long term, since we expect that the automatic interaction will increase, now clearly we are aware that generative AI is kind of changing the overall way of communicating. We know that the handover of the automatic interaction with kind of bot and the human interaction will be really the problem where, most of the enterprise will fail. So that's the specific area where we believe we can build value for our customer and where we believe we can put our focus putting together the CPaaS and the CCaaS together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great kind of divergent concept that not only blends Tata's excellent tech, but also kind of their expertise behind that for enterprises. So I think that's really great. But it would be also nice to know what sorts of businesses does the suit typically attract, and why do you think that is?
Okay, this is a very interesting question. We believe that all the large enterprise that have the needs of interacting often with their customer in different countries will benefit a lot from our offering. Now, if you think about the concept of helping them in communicating effectively and efficiently with their customer, of course, all of these bring benefit the moment in which you have a lot of interaction. If you interact once every month with your customer and you have a small customer base, clearly you can do it manually. You don't need to introduce automation. You don't need to introduce any form of AI. But once you interact very often and once you address specific problems, then it's the moment where it brings most of the benefit. Now, so far, we saw a lot of traction in the banking and finance industry for a number of reasons. Now, more and more, whoever manage money interact a lot with their customer, and the way in which they interact, first of all, needs to be safe, needs to be so you cannot spread data to multiple platforms and so on. So the integration, the privacy aspect and so on are extremely important. So having one single partner that manage all this kind of interaction, it's really beneficial. We saw a lot of interest recently with automotive, with healthcare, with retail. So all our industry, all this industry has a huge amount of customer and they really care about data privacy. And so that's the topic of the integration, the topic of the endeavor between the machine and the human, the topic of automating those interactions clearly bring most of the benefit.
Okay, so yeah, lots of really great advice then, examples of how banking sector and the automotive sector is leveraging the platform. And I think there's also an interesting overarching theme of tech convergence and how that really kind of plays to the benefits of the and the strengths of the customer interactions suite. But there's also been some interesting other announcements at Tata Communications, and that includes the recent acquisition of Kaleyra. And it'd be great to know what kind of that acquisition will bring to the suite. So I don't know if you could talk to that a little bit too, Mario.
Now, first of all, I come from the Kaleyra side, so I was acquired recently. And the reason of the acquisition is that Kaleyra brings a lot of credibility and a lot of experience in the CPaaS space. So Kaleyra had, first of all, a huge amount of customer in that belongs to the category that I mentioned before, let's say the big enterprise in banking, in finance industry, and so on. With a global presence, with more than 1,600 connection with operator, and with a number of exclusive agreement with tier one operators, that gave the possibility really to start building this customer interaction suite from, let's say, a solid base. The other side, Tata Communication was bringing in the picture, of course, the global presence, the credibility of the brand, and so on, but a very strong portfolio in terms of CCaaS, with a lot of customer and with a lot of experience in managing contact center. So taking together the two experience, so the CPaaS experience from the Kaleyra side, the CCaaS experience from the Tata Communication, we believe that we have a very solid foundation to create an interaction suite that can really help our enterprise customer in being more effective and efficient in communicating with their customer. On top of this, clearly, Tata Communication already invested a lot in terms of AI capabilities that clearly enhance the conversational AI that was built in Kaleyra. So together, we really are able to create the right mix and the right blend of ingredient to create this intelligent customer interaction suite, which is exactly where we believe we can make the difference.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that it really gives the suite strong foundations. It will also be fascinating to know how you plan to build upon those foundations into the future. So could you maybe give us a little sense of what the roadmap holds for the customer interaction suites and what can your customers get most excited about?
Okay, just my personal dream and my personal vision is very much about helping the interaction to be automated as much as possible, enabling generative AI as a part of the conversational AI. So far, most of the conversational AI platform are very much based on workflow that are somehow predefined, while the idea is that in the future, we expect our customer to be able to create the workflow and to create the dialogue, the conversation based on generative AI. We expect, as I said before, there was the specific problem of the endover between the machine and the human interaction. And that specific problem is where we are putting a lot of effort now in trying to help the agent to know exactly what happened before in terms of interaction. Most of the time I ask any person, any friend or any relative, what's their experience with the chatbot. They typically are frustrated about the lack of knowledge of the history. And every time you speak with someone that engage with a contact center, they typically say, okay, I need to re-explain everything. You need to tell who you are, what is your problem, why you're calling a certain contact center. That's one area where we believe that generative AI will be able to help a lot, summarizing all the interaction that happened before and providing to the agent all the information the moment in which the customer will interact with the contact center. That's what we will have in our roadmap, and in our opinion, that's where the customer interaction suite will really bring most of the value and will enhance the customer experience for all the enterprise.
Yeah, that's really great, because you do hear, I have heard a lot of use cases of generative AI conversation summaries, but always kind of at the end, once a resolution is found, and then you upload the summary to the CRM, but not kind of if the call has been transferred. So instead of having to kind of ask the question, the customer all the same questions again, the agent has all the context there with them to really, and I guess that really lowers average handling time, that really increases contact center efficiency. So lots of benefits from that, as well as the generative AI within kind of chatbots use case that you shared too. So lots of really good stuff then, a great kind of look into the future of the customer interaction suite. So I think that's a great place to end today's conversation. But thanks very much for joining me today, Mauro.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Excellent. And also thanks to everybody for watching. Bye for now.